What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
We've got James Connors and Matty Weinstein on the podcast today. No Jew boy. He's
sad.
We have a Jew girl.
We have a Jew girl. Traded one for the other. I was like, we can't go ahead without a Jew. That was the plan, at least.
Yeah, they just needed someone for the labor camps, and it obviously wasn't me. So.
Yeah. Like, Ethan, you kind of already fit the bill. You already fit into the pajamas. Come on.
Yeah. He looks like he just came from the labor camp.
It would take forever to starve her. Yeah.
It's good value for money, at least. I get that bang for buck. It's like, we've got a good 6 months we can get out of this one. But look at Ethan. It's like one day in the sand mines, he'll break his back and that's it. They'll have to put him down with a rock.
No, because Ethan has, like, handy skills. So he'd be the ones, like, fixing the chambers.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
They'd be keeping him around. He's just, like, doing maintenance.
Yeah. Which one of you can spell? They trick him. He's the guy who trades in the rest of the Jews in the community.
True.
Yeah. He's smart like that.
It's not about what you know, it's about who you know and where they're hiding.
He knows every basement in a 3 mile radius.
Exactly.
how'd the show last night go?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I was happy with that.
Yeah.
But I video recorded myself for the first time ever, really.
Yeah.
And then went out, got just obliterated, and came home and just sat in the dark in my room under my cover watching myself.
That's
just
a bad move.
Rocking back and forth and crying. What a goofy ass fucking bitch.
Yeah, I've got a rule. I will not watch sets while I'm drunk or high, because it's just like, I get two in my own head, and then it'll fuck me up next time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is it a sold out crowd or
close to it?
It would have been close. It would have been like 80.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Close enough.
Plenty of energy.
We'll call it sold out, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Who else was on the lineup?
Andrew Barnett from TV.
Such a cool guy.
Yeah.
That's very funny.
As seen on TV.
I'll tell you that story later.
Okay.
No, basically Jared was bragging about how he just got a big pay week from his new job, and he's like, I get $1,000 after tax this week, like bragging about telling everyone. Yeah. I was like, yeah, this guy's like legitimately on TV, Jared. So maybe bragging about having $1,000 is maybe you look like a fucking idiot.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we've gone to the Hammo afterwards, and Jared's just trying to pick up women, wrapping his arm around this guy that so doesn't want to be out with him.
Yeah.
Just going like, do you know my friend? He's on TV.
And then Andrew's like, well, actually my contract ended and I'm like kind of between things at the moment, and then I'm trying
But he's
to
on TV.
He's like, I'm actually, technically right now I'm not on TV. And then Jared's like, but are you going to be on TV again? So kind of accidentally unleashed a demon there on poor Andrew Barnett. So I apologize. And he's like, do you recognize, he's on tape. And then he's just like, I'm on shows about football.
Yeah.
Like these goth people at the Hamilton
these
Station
TikTokers.
Hotel do not watch the shows that I'm on.
Yeah, no.
I'm on shows with Matty Johns, not like these people.
Yeah, not Matty B. Rap.
Not Heartbreak High.
Yeah, so that was amazing.
We need a waiver for people you introduce to Jared. It's just going to say he's a lot.
Oh, man.
And then we had Gerard McGowan on.
Mm-hmm.
Back from Costa Rica, I think.
Oh,
it's Costa Rica or Puerto Rico, one of them. One of the reeks, you know?
Yeah. I think
that feels like a slur.
Because I was talking about the countries, specific people.
Those goddamn.
Not like,
those people
these
reek.
Damn reeks are filling up the neighborhood.
They're stealing our jobs.
No, they're stealing our comics.
Yeah.
That's a problem. But yeah, so he came up. He had some good news shit.
Yeah.
Who else was on?
Luke. Dylan.
Luke hosting.
Yeah. Was it just Luke or Elliot as well?
No, just Luke.
Yeah.
And it was going so good. And then he's like, I'm going to talk to the hens party. And I was do not talk to the hens party. I was like, yeah. He's like, why not? I was like,
you open a door.
They're loud as fuck. They were loud as fuck at the start of the show. When you ignored them and people started to do sets, it took them like 1.5 people to calm down.
Yeah.
But then they were just good audience members laughing at everything and not talking.
Yeah.
But if you talk to them, they will take that as, oh, we are part of the show now.
Yeah. Yep.
And you won't be able to shut them up. No. So I was like, do not talk to them. Talk to the old guy whose birthday it is. And Luke goes on stage. I'm like, oh, yeah, welcome to the second half of Luke Dylan. He goes up and he goes, oh, yeah, so we've got a hens party. And I was like, oh, no. And then they just start going, for the next 17 minutes.
Yeah.
And then, like, Taylor Cofter is up first, who also, like, doesn't... is unable to hide his frustration when people interrupt him. So it's like, it was the worst possible person to open the half when they were talking.
Yeah.
But, and then like just came up, he's like, yeah, you were right. I was like, I know. that's why I said it.
How many hundreds of shows have you seen?
Yeah. But, yeah, so there we go. Here's a comedy tip for any comedians. Do not talk to hens parties or bucks parties.
Yeah, the last show we did was the cruise in Port Macquarie with hens night, but there was half the boat were there, so it wasn't too bad. Mm. It was not bad.
If it's half the crowd, you can't ignore them.
No.
Yeah.
But if it's a pocket of a hens party and then 70 other people, they have to come first, you know?
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
But yeah, on that boat, it sounded like if you didn't get the hens party on board, it would have been catastrophic.
Oh, yeah. I fucking, like, yeah. My, I did Arnie Bev. So half the boat was the hens night, and the other half was like a family with a kid and old people, and then my friend. So I know it's sort of cowardly, but I did warn them. I was like, this is my most fucked joke. Like, are you ready for it? And like, yeah. So then I hit the punchline and the hens night laughed, even with their 80-year-old grandmother with her dead friend. She brought a photo of her dead friend in a frame that she just carried everywhere with her.
Fuck yeah.
But like, how old?
She's like,
that could
90.
Just be a mate who has passed away since she boarded the boat. That might
how
not have been like...
No, she I think it was... Been like, oh, he's on
Betsy
FaceTime.
Just fell off the perch. Well, I've got this photo of her.
It could have also been a trophy. She's got 20 more at home.
Yeah, exactly. That's
it's just the most recent one.
Yeah, if you've got a house, you can find it starts a smell under the floorboards.
Yeah. So, yeah, they laughed at it, but then there was a couple at the front who were laughing the entire time, and then I hit them with the punchline, and they just looked at each other and shook their heads. And I was like, oh, they definitely didn't like that.
Yeah.
But I didn't finish on it. I didn't close on it. I learned that lesson.
Yeah.
and then I went into the other material, and then the next punchline, they looked at each other and nodded again. It's like, all right, it was only one.
Yeah.
But they haven't booked me since, so.
Do they even do that show anymore? Or was that just a
I have not. I think it might have been just a one-off. I haven't heard of anyone else doing it. There's shows going on at, I think, Coffs Harbour at the moment. They're booking a few comedians around that.
That's Ben Stevenson?
Yeah. I don't know exactly who it might be. You probably know more than I do about it. But, Ben McLennan was hitting them up. I hit them up just with a recorded set. I don't know, man. Like, I'll see an expression of interest, and I'm like, I don't really... It's a pain in the ass sending a fucking video, and I don't have, like, a private YouTube or anything like that, so it's like I just send recordings, and I don't know if that's holding me back or not. So if you can hear my material and you can clearly hear, like, lots of people laughing, it shouldn't be an issue, but I don't know. You just don't know.
Yeah. Do you put in, like, references and stuff?
That
have done the gig before?
No.
I would do that.
Yeah.
Because if someone vouches for someone, then I would be a lot more likely to respond.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas,
yeah.
like, if just some person just sends a video, it's like they got to be like really good for me to be like, oh yeah, okay, let's like find out where they're from and when they're coming and whatever. Whereas it's like, oh, if Jacques Barrett and Sam Taunton vouch, it's like, okay, well, they're people that I've had here before. I trust them, whatever. So, yeah, I'll just, like, look at, and again, another note for any comedians, look for who has been on the shows that you want to be on that you know, and then message them and be like, hey, I've seen that you've done Standout Comedy Club or whatever. Do you mind if I use you as a reference?
Yeah.
And then, because that's what I did for, like, Happy Endings, I hit up Lauren Bonner and Rowan Thambar because I'd just scrolled through their Facebook thing where they were posting who's on, and I was like, I know them and I know them. Great. They're two people that are already gigging there.
Yeah.
Let's get them to sign off on it. And both of them were like, yeah, I mean, I guess I don't think my name holds any weight, but yeah, I'll happy for you too. And then Rowan was like, I'll message them for you. And then, you know.
Yeah. I did that when I was planning that trip to Melbourne that never went ahead. That's what I was doing. I was using Bobby as an in for most of those guys. But... Yeah, the fucking trip fell through because I quit my job. And I was like, yeah, no, we probably lost $1,500 on the fucking airfares, though. Which is rough, but yeah. But it was for comedy, so I'll try and claim it back on tax. Yeah. We'll see what happens anyway. But yeah, I've been looking online recently just for funny things to fucking talk about. Dude,
This is straight from ifunny.com.
No. I wanted to bring this one up. Did you hear in, like, Korea, Seoul, they have, like, women-only car spaces?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Are they wider?
Yeah.
Well, they did. Oh. They removed it. They're like, okay. Oh, all right, we've cured sexual assault. And they're like, fuck it. It's family parking now.
Right.
So it's, yeah, multi-gendered. And everyone's like... Don't take away our parks and like.
Wait, so are they like putting it near the front of the shops or where like it's lit so that women can walk to their cars?
Yeah, there's specific like.
Or are they like women are disabled so they can't?
Yeah, we can't trust them.
All the seems like, oh, yeah, is this helping?
Yeah, all the car parks are way wider because none of them can park.
Yeah. I mean. It's in Korea. Yeah.
Maybe it cancels out.
Maybe they're the best parkers in the world. Two negatives make a price.
Well, that's kind of like what they do with women's bathrooms. You probably don't notice, but like most public bathrooms, the women's will always be the closest to like the hall, and the men generally have to walk down the seedy end.
Yeah.
Of like a shopping centre hallway that leads to the bathrooms. Yeah.
Which makes it really hard for me to rate men.
I don't understand why they design shopping centre hallways to look so fucking sus. Every time I'm walking down to a toilet in a shopping centre, you're like, why is it so fucking narrow and long and dark?
And they only ever employ janitors off, like, disability job providers.
Oh, yeah.
So they're always, like, missing an eye and they've got, like, teeth coming out of their cheek.
Yeah.
With an arm pressed up to their chest.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Pushing a spooky trolley down a, like, blinking light.
It's like horror movie squeaking.
Yeah.
You're just like, yeah. Yeah, it just looks like a place you will get assaulted. So obviously, you know, when I was single, I was just hanging out there all the time, just hoping someone would take the bait. You want to fuck me? Maybe I'll fuck you. yeah, but I, like, obviously they're all, like, up in arms about it, but I don't know. Maybe they did cure assaults over in Korea and everyone can be trusted nowadays.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, if they've taken away the women's car spot, does North Korea have women's car spots? Maybe they can just cross over and then they get to retain their car spots, you know? Maybe. We don't know what's over there. They're not allowed journalists in, so, you know, we don't know.
I went down on like a... because I was writing a bit about Kim Jong-un.
Sorry. Yeah. What a call.
I love him. I love him. He's my spirit animal, if it wasn't for the genocide. Yeah. Yeah. Apparently his train is like one carriage is just a dedicated fucking sex dungeon.
Yeah, that just doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, yeah.
Train?
Yeah, so for him to get around everywhere, so the Kim dynasty has like built like this intricate tunnel system all around their country.
Yeah.
So if they ever get invaded, they can just fucking zip off through a tunnel or whatever.
He can just go Disneyland mode.
Yeah.
And just do a countrywide roller coaster and they can't get him.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like they fucking, some of the crazy shit he fucking does though, you're like, God damn it. There's like, there's material there, but it's so dark.
Yeah.
I would do way crazier shit though if I was him.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I
did hear one thing that I was like, all right, I would do that.
Yeah.
When he blew up his uncle with an RPG, you hear about that one?
Yep.
Oh, no, an anti-aircraft.
An AA gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I would do that.
Yeah.
If I'm a dictator.
Yeah.
And someone's talking shit, I'm going to explode you. That's just what I'm going to do.
100%.
But also, you have full control of the media. You have full control of freedom of speech or lack thereof. You can start any rumor that you want.
You don't even have freedom of speech. You have freedom of like just making up whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And being like, I'm the best golfer in the world.
Yeah, well, that's what I was about to bring up. It's like the first time he ever played golf, he finished with like some crazy amount of hole-in-ones. And he's like, just the best golfer to ever live the first time he played. He's like, he played it once. He's like, that game's too easy.
Yeah,
and he basically rumor that he doesn't have a butthole.
Yeah, that too.
Like of everything that you could tell people about your general groinage area.
Yeah.
He
you're missing a pooper.
He is doing all sports like I play putt-putt.
Yeah.
Where it's like after I've missed the hole 14 times, I just kick it in and claim that I got it. But that's how he runs his whole life.
Yeah.
It's probably very easy to win a sports game if you can just kill your competitors.
Yeah. I feel like they would have done what that episode of The Simpsons did where Mr. Burns is playing golf and it comes out that Smithers is just running ahead in the holes and like placing the ball on the green or whatever.
Fucking hell.
They're like, or he loses his ball and they're like, oh, it must have been a hole in one.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Did you see that he lost all of this weight? So, because the North Koreans had like a... more sanctions or whatever the fuck. And probably because of COVID, like if we felt it and they can't trade with anyone, imagine how fucked they would be.
They were fucked.
So they were like poor as. And then so Kim Jong-un came out after like 6 months of not being seen and he was just like a skinny guy. And everyone's like, Kim, what happened, dude? You're looking great.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, look, I felt like I should suffer with the country.
Bullshit.
And it's like, no, he just also ran out of fucking Burger King being imported.
Yeah.
Like,
but he could have just eaten his wives.
But then literally as soon as the economy recovered, he just became a fat fuck again. It's like, nice.
Yeah. Well, they were talking about like even recently trying to find a new heir because he was so overweight. They're like, this guy is just going to drop dead of a fucking crazy heart attack. So we've got to start making plans now.
And he's only got a daughter, I think.
Yeah, which is... I mean, actually, the Kim women, like, in that family, his sister is a fucking badass. If you look up her, she was the one who went to the States for him and stuff.
Right.
And was, like, fucking running rings around the politicians there and was, like, absolutely copping no bullshit either.
But what if she has a butthole?
I doubt it. If this gets back to them, no, she doesn't. Yeah, they like to poison people.
Yeah. She only has a vagina to produce an heir, and then it's hermetically sealed.
Yeah. Yeah.
As God intended.
She's not bad looking either. She's pretty. But I guess when the father can literally pick the most beautiful woman in the country, that'd probably happen. But his auntie is also in control of, like, the entire country. Mm. Like, she's the fucking, like, the news reader and stuff
like
that.
I did like the way you pronounced that. I was kind of imagining, like, a Korean auntie.
Yeah.
Schwarzenegger. Dictator. Kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like Fox News, but for Korea.
Yeah,
just,
right.
Like, crazy, man.
That's
the
hilarious.
Fucking North Korea, man, it's like such an intriguing country.
Yeah.
I got big into the Otto Warmbier case. Did you hear about that? The guy that he went over there and he was on a tourist trip and he was caught on camera when he was drunk one night. He went to, because they have like a hotel that all the visitors have to stay in. It's like got security
and it's
guards.
Bugged out the fucking asshole. Yeah.
Well, you're only allowed to go on one floor,
which
is a floor that they have probably monitored everything.
Yeah.
Because they can't afford to do it to everything and there's no other guests, so who cares?
Yeah.
But he like snuck into a separate floor of the hotel, so not one that has surveillance, not one that has guards everywhere, and there was a big flag of like, I don't think it was a North Korean flag, I think it was like a big flag celebrating like the Communist Party or whatever it is, the regime. And he like took it down and he was trying to take it home as a souvenir and he got caught at the airport and then they were like, we've got you on camera doing it. And they like, and then basically he had to come out and be like, I'm so sorry. It was just a stupid joke. And they were like, you're a spy. And he's like, I'm not a spy. I'm just a dumb kid that did a stupid thing. And then he got sentenced to all these years of hard labor. And then eventually he like was in a comatose state from some fucked infection. And then basically they called, I think it was Trump who was in at the time and was like, we want to do an exchange, Otto Warmbier, for like one of our guys that we want back. And they did the trade. And so he landed and he was like fucked. And, but the American doctors flew over there and like tried to get as much information off the doctors in North Korea as they could about like, what have you been doing to him? What is the results are showing so far? Mm. You know, what is working and what's not working, because they didn't know what was happening. And, like, he had some fucked, maybe it was a parasite that, like, took over his whole shit or something, or just a bad infection. And then eventually he died. And it was a big fucking scandal because they basically potentially worked this kid till he died.
Yeah.
But then there's doctors that were, like, looking at his body, because Trump was trying to get the family allegedly to say that he had been tortured and there were signs of torture.
Yeah.
But then I was watching interviews from the doctor who flew in, who was like, we were checking him out and there was like, it looked like he had had a broken foot at some point because there was like a scar where they had like done a surgery to put the bones back together.
Yeah.
But there was no signs of like torturing wounds that they could see. So it was like kind of a bit of whatever.
He had all his fingernails.
The doctors over there have like no education, like no proper doctor education.
Well, it seemed from what this doctor was saying, he was like, the doctors over there, they wanted to help and they seemed to know what they were doing, but they had no equipment to do anything.
Yeah.
So they had the knowledge, because they probably got sent to South Korea or to China to learn in these universities. But then they come home, they have none of the testing equipment, they have no machines, no lab stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, great. I'd love to be able to do a blood test, but I'll take the blood and then I just squirt it into a bin because there's nothing to do.
Like, just do a taste test.
You're like, tastes like cake. He's diabetic. So, fucking crazy. But I was also, they kidnapped, apparently, these Hollywood directors back in the day.
Yeah, I was about to say this,
and
yeah.
And it's like, man, you would not have to kidnap me, honestly. Like, if I went on, and because I would love to one day, without the risk of being
tortured to death,
go there, and just, because it's like, how many people go there? And then to be like, I've been to North Korea when it was
North Korea.
Yeah. I floated the idea of doing our honeymoon in North Korea.
Yeah.
That is a fucking great idea. It's such a funny idea to be like, where'd you go from here, dude?
It's like, that would be, but if like Kim brought me in and was like, hey, we want you to be a Hollywood comedy movie guy and we'll teach you, we'll put you up, you'll be like, it's like, Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. You mean I don't have to pay $700 a week rent in Newcastle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You mean I could just like have
a palace?
Yeah. A palace? Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. You're like free slaves? All right. Like, it gets me into the next point as well. Korea, like North Korea is always trying to fuck with South Korea, obviously. Mm. And North Korea were trying to build tunnels into South Korea.
Okay.
And they found out. And the Koreans were like, oh, no, they're coal mines. And Korea's like, there's no coal there. Like, what are you talking about? And Korea's like, no, there is. There is. North Korea's like, yeah, yeah, go inspect the tunnels tomorrow. And they walk in and they're like, all we can smell is paint fumes. And they've just painted the walls black. Just like insane, man. But they used to do that all the time because Kim Jong-il was obsessed with film. So he was watching film and was like, man, this is the future. He was right. And like, this is how I control the country. So he's got like some crazy library of like all these 1950 films and was just obsessed with it. So now you see all of his propaganda and stuff like that. He kidnapped a Japanese fucking director and just like took him to North Korea. And they're like, give us back our citizen. They're like, no, fuck you. He's making movies for us now, motherfuckers.
And he wants to, so shut up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He loves it. Yeah. And he's like, the first statement's like, holy fuck, I've been kidnapped. And then the second statement's like, no, I'm here on my own and I'm being treated well. And there's absolutely no torture. Fuck, dude.
I think sending like rapist directors to North Korea as a trade is a good idea.
Yeah. Send him Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah. Problem is, he'd probably fucking do good work over there. Oh, so, yeah, they give him a palace. We don't want him to have another palace.
I'm feeling so emasculated in this conversation. Like, tell me in future if I need to study North Korea before I get on a podcast.
You clearly haven't got the same like level of tism that James and I have.
Yeah, like we just need to learn all about this country.
I used to watch a woman that had escaped North Korea on YouTube. Oh. She did makeup tutorials.
Yeah, dude. So. Is that the one with the huge titties? The one we was on Joe Rogan.
That's
the only way you can describe her. Like, how else are you going to describe her, Maddie?
Well, a makeup artist.
Maybe a woman.
North Korean.
Yeah. Racist.
Not many of them on YouTube. So.
No, that's true. Yeah, she was on Rogies as well. I was watching that story.
Did you say Rogies?
Yeah, that's what I call it.
That's
what's wrong with that?
I didn't know that.
You don't. What do you call it? The Joe Rogan Experience? You're like the formal name or nothing?
I don't call it anything. I prefer to leave it out of my conversations.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. That's okay. You can judge me. I'm a filthy normie who listens to Joe Rogan.
I already have a man to tell me all about bear attacks. I don't need to.
Yeah, and also I feel like I went through a better bear phase than Rogan.
Yeah. You went way deeper.
I'm like looking on Live Leak trying to find fucking, you know, videos and shit.
Yeah, dude.
Like all the pictures and
being
like, what's the most. Also, I was going like back in history.
Like
before they had cameras, being like, what's like a written record from like a cunt in the 1800s being like, we just got fucked up.
Yeah.
Everything's fucked. He was running away with someone's head.
Like, yeah. Have you heard the video or the recording of the dude who went to live with bears? He was like, yeah. And it's just this recording of a dude screaming in between passing in and out of consciousness.
Yeah.
And the bear just chewing him. They eat you ass first. Like, it's the one way you do not want to go out is a bear attack.
Like, there's multiple ones where, so they were told, like, play dead.
Yeah.
Which now they're like, do not play dead.
That just makes him harder.
They don't care. They'll just start like peeling your arms like fucking like string cheese.
Yeah. The bear's like, oh, we got another one playing dead, I know how to fix this.
Yeah. And also it's like, okay, what kind of idea, what kind of like plan is that? That like, okay, while you're being mauled and eaten alive,
don't just, do anything.
Don't make any sounds. Just pretend to be dead.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, if you could, we wouldn't be hearing the screams on the Grizzly Man video. Dude. You know? It was so easy to just be like, yeah, no, this is fine. Yeah. Just as a bear's crunching your skull.
Oh, like, dude. Just that.
They were trying to get people into Valhalla, babe.
Yeah.
No, instead of playing dead, you need to just kind of just kill yourself before the bear gets
you. Yeah.
Turn the gun on yourself.
Yeah, yeah. If you're in bear country, make sure you're near a tall cliff.
Put the bear spray in your mouth and fucking pull.
We're have you heard, I don't know if you guys are a big sort of followers of golf. I'm now I'm not usually right?
I know that Tiger guy.
They they've just released a Netflix show called Full Swing.
Right.
It's like false advertising. I thought it was about swingers, but my bad. It's like, fuck, when are they going to start rooting? What's going on here?
And then they do because it's an eyes wide shot.
Yeah.
Situation.
Oh, dude. Golfers, man. I'm like, I want to write a bit on it. It's like, if I was ever like in another universe, if I was a hot woman, it's like I would just go find a like amateur, like just a top 30 golfer or what, not even top 30, just a guy on the tour and just suck the fucking life out of him. Just change his life because those dudes are so fucking rich. Even if you're like...
And very notorious for staying faithful.
Yeah, well. Oh, well.
Yeah, you two could be one of 50.
Fuck it. As long as I got the house. I got half. Once he puts the ring on
I'll
it,
I'll tell you
half.
What you do.
Yeah.
If you're an attractive woman, you go to a golf range and you become a average pro golfer.
Yep.
And create Instagram and TikTok.
Yep.
And you become massive because it's just fucking 65-year-old dudes that are just like, like some young. You don't even have to be good at golf. You don't have to win the competitions. You will. Every single brand will send you their shirts and clubs and everything.
Yep.
You'll have unlimited opportunities.
You can replace golf with comedy at this point.
Yeah, but I'm also lazy, James, so that would mean I'd have to take up a sport, which, if you look at my body type, it's not clearly not something I do often. Whereas I'll just suck and fuck my way into
a
mansion.
Well, look, as a female,
it's a sport that old men can do. So is it really that?
True.
Anything that an old person can do should be ruled out as a sport.
Yeah. Like, yeah, that's true.
As the female aesthetic equivalent of you, I'm telling you, as lazy fucks, we are not sucking our way into a golf tournament.
Yeah, it's true.
It doesn't happen, brother. I'm sorry. Best you can get is a part owner of a comedy club.
Yeah. I'm glad that she thinks I'm the best.
So I'm watching this Full Swing show, right? And
is it like a sitcom?
It's like no, it's a reality show. It's sort of like, have you seen that F1 show or have heard about it?
No.
Basically, so they'll do like a mini documentary on a couple of players each episode.
Right.
And it's usually a player who's like, oh, he's a rookie, it's his first year, he's not expected to do well, but he's like won all of these competitions. They build the hype, and then the first game they play, they always do fucking really bad. Like, I've already figured out how they set up the episodes. Yeah. They'll always do bad in their first tournament, probably come last. Their rival probably wins.
Yeah.
And then the next golf game they go to, they win. And the first episode, I was fucking roasted. And I was like, man, I'll give this a go. I'll give it a go. And then the very final scene, they fucking build it up. And old mate's he's having a bad game, and in the second round he turns it round and he ends up winning, and it's like a three-way tie, and it's like this big build up, and I cried. I was like, God damn it, he won.
Well, I mean, in a different speed, I've been watching videos about the bog bodies in Northern Europe, which are like criminals from back in the day, from like 200 AD.
Yeah, okay.
Where they were like, if you're just a pest. So, like, back then, if you're just a good bloke,
yeah,
you'd get cremated. Because the idea is they believed in reincarnation.
Yep.
So it's like, if you burn the body up, that body's gone. You can go on to the next one quicker.
Yep.
If you wanted to save someone for, like let's say you die and then your sister is going to have a baby in a couple of years and she wants to wait and you to be reincarnated into her baby. You
weird, put like, but okay.
Yeah, you put like a rock on their body when you bury them and then yeah. when it's time, when you're about to get pregnant, you open up the grave again, take the rock off and then your soul can go up and then you can go into the body,
yeah.
allegedly.
Yeah.
But if you're a piece of shit that they were yeah. like, we don't want this cunt to ever come back.
Yeah.
We want him to not decompose and to be trapped somewhere where they can't bother us forever. Like
yeah.
if you're a witch or just like a scumbag,
yeah.
they would kick you into a bog and you'd basically be fossilized in a bog.
Yeah.
And they're like pulling these bodies out that are like basically perfectly preserved 2,000 years later.
Yeah, wow.
Like they still have their hairstyle intact. And
so what you're saying
like,
is we're going to get a lot of nasty witches yeah. in the next like 20 years.
Yeah, what yeah. the fuck have they unleashed on us?
In the next 2 years. We're going to have the worst people from 2,000 years ago. But, yeah, so that's what I've been into lately.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
looking at bog bodies and being like, man, look at it. Look at his eyes. They're yeah. all shriveled.
Yeah.
Do they Netflix.
Do they look super like 2,000 years ago? Like what a I feel like they'd have big foreheads. Did they have big foreheads back then?
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. The skin.
I'll get to why I'm asking that question.
The skin perfectly preserved.
Yeah.
The bones get eaten away. So they kind of go like flat.
Jelly.
It's kind of like a big skin.
Yeah. Okay. Just like
it's
a
like
jelly
a
man.
Human pelt.
Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah.
That's insane. The bones rot away, but the skin and yeah. everything else stays the same.
Yeah.
Dude, you can go down a fucking rabbit hole. I've been reading the...
Sorry, were you going to clarify about the big foreheads?
Yeah, every time I see like a mummy or whatever, and they've always got like crazy fucking long heads or something like that.
Yeah.
You look at like Tutankhamun, like their makeups. The cunt had like the fucking cone head. Style. It
yeah.
came like this far off the back of
and
his
head. And I think
head.
They did it like how they used to bind the Chinese
yeah.
women's feet.
Yeah.
They were like, yeah, he needs to have a lovely, regal, long head.
Yeah. I've got a theory. I think it was to make him look more like aliens.
Yeah.
I think it's
still
because they were
aliens.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's that too.
True.
I've been reading or listening to The Book of Five Rings
right.
by Miyamoto Musashi on YouTube.
He's is that the
he was
guy
like the
from
greatest
the supplements.
yeah. They make chocolate milk, vanilla.
He was and like he's the, into space.
Yeah, he was like the greatest samurai to ever live
right.
Back in the day, and he wrote this book, and it's like a way for you to like live your life in the warrior way. And then like a chapter in, I realized that this does not apply to a dude who works in a call center. Whatsoever. Yeah.
Like, always keep your sword sheathed.
Yeah. He was like against blinking. He's like, you don't blink. I was like, all right, dude, come on. He's like, you just have to like squint your eyes a little bit instead of blinking. So then I'm on my way.
That's great. Permanently inhibit your vision by 40% to avoid a split second that you have your eye closed.
Yeah, exactly. Just like really impractical ways to live. But you can't argue with the results because he killed like 120 people with a sharpened metal. Like, yeah, he was just... And I like, obviously a big fan of UFC and stuff like that. And it's like when someone comes in with like a new style and it's like everyone takes, it takes them a while, like Khabib, obviously, or Anderson Silva when he was on top. He fought with two swords, this guy. So it's like everyone else was like a one sword dude and he was like two swords. So it's just, it took everyone forever to catch up. But his final fight, right, it was like the ultimate troll. It was like the best samurai in the country at the time. He was like this young lord. He was doing big things, and he's like, all right, I'm going to challenge him. And Musashi's like, yeah, fuck it, I'll fight whoever, whatever. And he's like, it was a duel on a beach, right? So he gets there like 3 hours early, the dude who challenges the champion, gets there like 3 hours early. He's like meditating, and then he takes tea, And then, like, he brings, like, all of these famous politicians around. He's got, like, his whole fucking group. And then, like, midday rolls around when the fight's supposed to happen and he's, like, the dude just doesn't show up. And he's like, what the fuck? This is so dishonorable. And, you know, the Japanese, they're about their honor. Mm. So he's, like, fucking, he starts getting mad. And he tries to meditate and he's just fucking even madder. And then, like, this little boat just, like, rolls around the coast, right? And then, like, Musashi's just in the boat and he's like, motherfucker, where have you been? You're so late. And he's, like, so fucking angry. And Musashi's just like, fuck you. And the dude's like, this is bullshit. So he's completely lost his fucking cool. And then Musashi just, like, yeah, kills him, like, essentially. And he was, and Musashi at the end of it, he's like, look, that was, like, completely, like, not planned. Cool. Like, he's like, I was obviously trying to fuck with him because I couldn't beat him in a normal sword fight. I'm like 60. But he's just like, he's just trolled him so bad. He was like the first Conor McGregor to ever live. He's just like, yeah. And after that, he's like, it's kind of a waste. He's like, I can't keep killing the best swordsman in the country. So he retired after that. It's like just one of those epic stories.
When but did he live?
It was like fucking ages ago. Like, I'll Google
Tom
it.
Before Tom Cruise was doing Samurai.
Before Tom Cruise was the last Samurai.
This was the second last one. Once they were like, okay, Tom Cruise is the appropriate, we need to get rid of this. We need let's start making weird dildos.
Tom Cruise does not give a fuck if he doesn't, like, look anything like the character. Did you ever watch Jack Reacher?
On Dishonorable.
Yeah. Have you read the books?
No, James has and has given me all the lore.
Yeah.
But we watched the new Reacher series.
With the epic Chad.
Yeah.
Just crazy jawline. Yeah. You're like, God damn it, you are a meme dude.
And it's like cheesy, but it's like, this is what I wanted. This
yeah,
is like
yeah. That's where the books are.
It's like Twilight for boys.
Yeah, 100%.
That's what that is.
It's like, it's...
And then Tom Cruise buying it and then being like, I'll be him. And
yeah.
I made James.
Every single chapter, James will be able to attest this, every single chapter it starts with, so I'm 6'4", 180 pounds. I walk into a bar and in the bar I'm 6'4", 180 pounds. It's always describing
I'm bald.
Yeah.
I'm a big tough guy that looks like Brock Lesnar.
Yeah. I was like an MP. Yeah. They're always talking about how he's an MP. It's like, if actually I've met like the Australian version of MPs and like they're not that tough, like they're really not that tough.
Yeah, they're detectives.
Yeah.
The last two Tom Cruise movies,
do they act
I've
like
watched...
normal police?
Yeah, right. Which is retarded. Like that's the fuck thing about it, because they act like normal police, so they're cunts.
Right.
And you're like, you're not an actual cop, dude. Like, you got the job. I could have gotten that job too. It was on my like list of things I could have done. I was just like,
I ticked a different box.
Yeah, so. I did. I should have done an MP though. I should have been a dog handler. That would have been sick. Just go play with fucking puppies all day.
Except so. These puppies will bite your groin off if you do the wrong thing.
I was on my way to the gym once and I was like walking past one of the MP vehicles. And one of the dogs was in there and I walked past, didn't realise what I was... There's all these signs all over the thing, like, keep away police dogs. And it just, like, fucking head-butted the side of the thing and, like, barked at me. I, like, literally nearly pissed myself. Like, if you... I actually felt like I had to go piss afterwards. So I was like, holy fucking shit, I've never been so scared in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, that fucking Tom Cruise, though, playing Jack Reacher, he's like, God damn it, dude. He just doesn't give a fuck, though. He's like, oh, I'll be the last samurai. I'll be Jack Reacher.
Yeah, I'll just ruin everyone's life. Anyone that you like, I'll be it until you hate it.
Yeah, exactly. I always thought The Rock would have been a good version of that. I reckon The Rock should have played Jack Reacher.
Yeah, he's too goofy.
Yeah.
You can't take him seriously anymore. He's just a fucking nerd. Well, he was in Fortnite, dude. Like, once you're in Fortnite, you're not cool anymore. That's why I'm glad they never made a Punisher skin. It's just, like, ruins it. I can't look at Doctor Strange the same anymore after they made
him. Ariana Grande has, like, not made anything good since she did the Fortnite thing. You may be onto something.
Yeah, it's
maybe
a Fortnite
Fortnite
curse.
Is, like, you go to sacrifice your career to the Fortnite gods.
In saying that, though, so Fortnite do these concerts, right? So they'll, like, pay artists to, like, design, like, a map and, like, you go through and listen to their songs and then at the end it's, like, an avatar of that singer doing a performance and you're in the audience, like, dabbing with other four-year-olds.
Sounds fucking sick.
Well, yeah. Get super baked and go to one of them. So there was one, I can't remember his name now, but he's an Arabic fellow and the dance came out first and it was so funny. And then I, like, convinced my friends from Melbourne, like, look, we don't get to hang out IRL. Please get drunk and come to this Fortnite concert with me.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, the sickest Arabic music I've ever heard in my life. And then, like, 2 months later, we had the Afghans start working with us and I had these long-ass car trips with these people that don't speak English. And then they're, like, asking, like, oh, what music do you like? And I was like, oh,
fuck
yeah. Get ready for this one. And I was just in. I was like, they're goddess. They're like, holy fuck, this is such a bob.
They're like, holy fuck, we should have started listening to women sooner.
Letting them drive.
That was like my barbers are fucking awesome. But the first time I ever went for a haircut, we were talking about, like, I was like, oh, you got a missus or anything? He's like, no. He goes, it's too hard to meet women in Australia. He goes, where I'm from, it's like, if you saw a woman and you fell in love with her, that was it. You could, that was just then your wife. I was like, yeah, man, consent's a hell of a thing.
He's makes like, what? Things really tricky.
Yeah. I was like, I better stop being such a fucking smart ass. He's still, he's only halfway through cutting my hair.
Right? We got the total opposite experience when James got his Viking cut at the barber's.
Yeah.
I insisted that I come. Yep. Like, we had a mini tiff over the fact that I had to be there just to see.
Yep.
And anyway, he got this cute little, like, some kind of Arabic, Middle Eastern barber dude who just, like, kept looking to me for approval before he did anything to James's head, which was fucking sick. It was like, I didn't realize I had so much of a pull with you guys.
Yeah. Were you just sitting there, arms crossed, just giving the nod? Just
Just giving little ticks. Like, maybe if you put it up a little bit more and he needs to, keep the length, keep the length.
Yeah. Are you going to keep this hairstyle, James?
I don't know.
I think you should.
I love it.
I think it looks cool, man. Like, I could not pull it off.
My main thing was, like, I am sick of having long hair because it's annoying and it's hot and it sticks to my face when I'm sweating and it's, like, just annoying. But then I was like, I could very well go bald soon. So if I shave it all off, I have to be willing to accept I may never have long hair again.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, should I? Shouldn't I? Oh. And then I was like, this is an easy middle ground where it's, like, 90% of it's gone.
Yeah.
Only just the top bit, so I still have some long hair.
Yeah.
I can still pull my hair out and do the Hagrid bit if I need to.
Yeah.
But I, you know, it's better all round, but we'll see.
Yeah, that's
the last couple of weeks of this haircut, and then he's going for the new Jack Reacher role.
Well, yeah, we fit the weight class at least.
Yeah, not quite the height. Yeah, I'm 5'4", 480 pounds. I'm Flapjack Reacher. Yeah, yeah.
There was a man in a pub. He was messing with this woman, so I started to walk, but I lost my breath. So I just let him go. Yeah, I
Jack Reacher, but he can't touch her his toes.
I think you should commit and go tattoos as well. I think you should do the head tattoos and everything.
Well, fuck listen, off, Mitch.
You
gotta go through me first.
Before I ever got a tattoo, my thought was if I ever get a tattoo, I'm gonna shave my head and get it tattooed on my head, and then if I ever, I'm like, I don't like it. I can just grow my hair out and no one will ever know that it was there.
Yeah, exactly.
That was a thing, but I feel like it would fucking cane.
Yeah.
That would be so brutal on your head skin.
Yeah.
And then he has to be scalped before he's allowed to be buried with me in the Jewish cemetery.
Have you got any tattoos?
I've got one.
Yeah.
I've got one on my arm.
Yeah.
It says Yom. Yom.
What's that mean?
It stands for Yeah, Oath Man, haha.
Oh, okay, yep. So, yeah, that's a commitment.
Yeah. Basically, my cousin and I got matching tattoos of that.
Yeah, okay.
He got it on his ass and I got it here.
Yeah.
Because many years ago, this is like when I was like, I just finished high school. I was like in year 12 or whatever. You know when you don't have to do the last couple of months?
Yeah.
Because the exams are coming up or something?
Yeah.
So it was in that period, and he's like a year or two below me, so he was still going to school, but I'd like stay at his house over the weekend, and then it'd be Monday and Tuesday, and I'd still be there, and he'd just go to school for like half a day and then leave early and come home.
Yeah.
But I would just like jump on his laptop and go on Facebook or whatever while he was out.
Yeah, just jacking then, off all day.
No, I went onto his Facebook, and his Facebook was open.
Yeah.
And there was, because he's from Whitebridge High, it's just like kind of bogan cunts.
Yeah.
And one of them was like, "Oi, who wants to go riding this Saturday?" Riding BMX through like Glen Rock Lagoon off the jumps and shit.
Building jumps.
And then someone commented, "Yeah, Oath Man, haha." I was like, this is just such a perfect microcosm of like a bogan conversation.
Yeah.
And then I was like, and also the comment of, "Yeah, Oath Man, haha," could be applied to any of the statuses I'm seeing here.
Yeah.
In his feed, every single person in his feed, that comment would apply.
Yeah.
So I copied it and I went through in it for over about 4 hours and commented from his account on every single status I could say, "Yeah, Oath Man, haha." So there'll be people like that he didn't like who are like, who wants to be invited to my birthday this weekend? And I'm like, commenting, "Yeah, Oath Man, haha," just copy pasting.
Yeah.
And then he came home, he's like, "What the fuck have you done?"
Yeah.
He had like 25 like personal messages from people being like, "Here's the details for that thing." He's like, "What are you talking about?"
Yeah. "We'll always miss you, Grandma." "Yeah, Oath Man, haha."
So yeah, now anytime like someone says something like stupid, we just go, "Oh yeah,
yeah."
And then we're just like, "I wonder if tattoos hurt." One night we were just talking, and then we're like, "Let's get a tattoo tomorrow and see if it hurts." And then we got it, and was like, "Yeah, it does."
Yeah,
man, haha. Yeah. And we're like, because it's running writing, it kind of looks like it could be like a Polish grandma's name.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I thought it was like I was looking at Maddie. I'm like, is that like a Jewish saying or something? Like, yom. One of the best, the funniest tattoo stories I ever heard, little dark, guy I went through recruits with, and there's two of them, Les and I can't remember, John. Les and John. Les was like, one of like, he's just a party animal. He was a wigger too, like proper like with a W, do-rag, baggy jeans. He also was into like the mad like South Coast, like that fucking with the cars with the airbags, the utes, and like all of that shit.
Like the hydraulics.
Yeah. So they're like really good mates, and they decided to get matching tattoos. And it was two stick figures fucking, and it was like with an arrow pointing to one, it was like me, and the one getting fucked is like your mum. Mm. And John's like, I was halfway through the tattoo, and he realised his girlfriend's mother had died 2 years earlier in a car crash. I was like, really fucking serious subject. He was like, "Well, she probably won't like this." He didn't say anything for ages, and apparently she's like noticed it. She's like, "What's that?" And he's like, "Oh fuck, you're probably gonna be upset. I'm sorry." Yeah, but she was cool. Yeah.
God, men are like, women are so complicated.
Yeah.
And then tell stories like that.
Yeah. Yeah. We're fucking, we're simple men with simple needs. That's what I always say.
I have a similar story, I guess, relating to tattoos and finding opened computers logged into other people's Facebooks. But I was 16 and found my ex-boyfriend's Nazi manifesto of 24 pages.
What?
Telling strangers from Europe that my brother should be executed because he diagnosed him with autism.
Jesus Christ.
Tattoos, Auschwitz, you know.
Yeah.
Staying on topic.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I like it. He's like, you need a barcode.
If only there was a number I could remember you by.
Yeah. Yeah. He's nicknamed you 341936.
I'll never forget Bart when he was talking about me, because he was talking to some Nazi writer in a Facebook group called like New Wave Third Reich Take Back Europe.
Yeah.
It's like, first of all, you're Australian and you're Croatian. Like, yeah. Fuck off.
Yeah.
But he's just talking to some chick being like, yeah, I really like your manifesto. Have you read my manifesto? And she's like, oh, yeah. Cute missus, by the way. She's very white. I like that. And he's like, ah, yes, but the problem is that she is Yudin. So follow me on Instagram. Hey, Big Yudin. That's me. And that is my origin story.
Shalom. How the fuck do you become a Nazi? Like,
my main autism. Issue, it's like there is so much cooler, like, culture. If you want to be like a fucking mad cunt, like, fucking yeah. Wear fucking manly. It's like that was the shittest generation of like German anything.
Yeah.
Like a bunch of the dude was a junkie.
Yep.
Who also like wasn't big or tough or strong or in any way intimidating. He was like 5'4",
missing
addicted to meth.
Yeah.
One testicle, got rejected in art school, and that's why he's going on this power trip.
Yeah.
And then he basically.
And had his heart broken by a Jewish girl.
He had the entire country fucked, yeah. And then he killed himself cowardly in a bunker when he couldn't face up to what he'd done. It's like,
yeah. Allegedly.
Yeah. So why are you like being like, yeah, we were the losers in that Second World War. We were the losing team.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The fact that you still
have Jews to
kill.
It's like being an open, proud Newcastle Knights fan.
Yeah.
It's like, why are you getting a membership, dude? You know that they're not going to... They're yeah. terrible. They're yeah. the worst in the comp.
Yeah, Newcastle doesn't win the fucking wooden spoon yeah. and then you go get a fucking tattoo of the Newcastle Knights.
Imagine someone says this to you with a straight face. We are the superior race because we have... The Knights come from this town. It's like... All right. Well, yeah. Interesting theory.
Well, like the Nazis, we still worship one man from like ages ago. Like we still don't talk yeah. about Matty Johns, the Johns brothers. Just like, oh, back in the day, the good old days.
Yeah. That's why they're banned from video games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I fucking I wish we had. It's like, I wish we had a team that won all the time, but also don't really follow football. So it's like, if we had a team that won all the time, people would be talking about it a lot, and then I'd have to fucking learn about it so that I can, you know, I'm like, fuck it, I've
almost
got one
like
sport.
North Korea on
people are too
podcast.
Depressed to talk about it.
Yeah.
You never have to learn it.
Exactly, perfect. So I hope the Knights never win.
So it's to be like, yeah, unfortunate over the weekend.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the answer's always like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah, yeah.
Here's this. At Raw, so I texted my dad after I got up in the break, and he was like, oh, yeah, well done. Good job.
Yeah.
And I said, how do I rank? And he was like, oh, top three, easy. And I was like, who the fuck is above me? And he's like, oh, that tall guy from the beginning, Joel Pearce.
Yeah.
And that fat dude, Ben McLennan. And I was like, oh, great, okay, cool. Thanks for ranking me so low. And then I win this fucker. And I'm like, yeah, all right, top three my fucking ass, dude.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, no, I didn't want to be too proud of you or too excited because I didn't want you to be my daughter like Parramatta Eels. Like he didn't want to feel the same way about me that he feels for the Eels.
He didn't want to. What he's saying is, he didn't want to get his hopes up to yeah. have them dashed.
But also, I've seen my dad respond to the Eels. Like, I think it was like on my birthday or around my birthday. It was supposed to be like a happy day, and Dad's just like watching them, and he's like, my parents got in this huge argument because he's going, they're fucking cunts. They're dumb fucking cunts. I don't know why I fucking do this. I've been doing it my whole life.
Yep.
I used to go to Eels games when I was like 4.
Yeah.
He's going, every fucking year they get to this point and then they let me down. You know what? Now that I say that out loud, maybe I am like the Eels. shit. I always blew all my talent quests.
Yeah, I was fucking so happy to hear that you'd won Raw. Because you were pretty down on yourself when you came on the podcast beforehand.
I wasn't down. I just didn't give a fuck, dude. Like, yeah. It's just not. And I was literally sitting in the green room, like, because what they told us that they were going to go away, deliberate, there'd be another break, and then the judges would give the result and whatever. So we're just, like, sitting in the green room, and I'm saying to Brooke, like, this has ruined the last 3 weeks of my fucking life. I'm never doing comedy again. This is fucking bullshit. I'm so miserable. I'm shaking still. I feel sick. And then all of a sudden Jake Howie, like, grabs a piece of paper from the crowd. So we all, like, run out, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm sitting there fanning myself with, like, this scrunched up piece of paper looking like a right mess, like, sweaty as fuck, like I just stood in the shower.
Yeah.
Holding Brooke, getting ready for it to be her and, like, building it up. And then he says my name. I'm like, oh, fuck, run out, almost trip up the stairs, just a nightmare. Didn't know what to do. I acted so excited, but I was just terrified. And I was like, I don't want to disappoint these people and look ungrateful.
Yeah.
So I've, like, run out, given Jake a huge hug. And then he's going, oh, wait. And then 200 people are going, ooh. And I'm like, fuck, all right. Well, actually, not that bad of a thing. Get me the fuck out of here. I start walking off stage. I'm like, this has been a bit of a Miss Universe moment.
Bit of
a mix-up. And then he goes, oh, no, there's two winners. So then I have to go back, and I'm getting ready to yell Brooke.
Yeah.
And then it was Nav and Dev, and I, like, kind of sunk and looked really disappointed. So if I get canned from this competition because I'm a racist bitch, you know why. And then Brooke got fucking wildcarded anyway.
Yeah.
And it should have been us, man. I'm so cut about it.
Yeah. Yeah, like, it would have been cool.
He did kill, but it would have been nice. Now I have to go to Sydney by myself. What a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
But so, I'll take myself out to my favourite Lebanese restaurant and eat raw mints because James doesn't like to go there with me and do that.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. I'm with James on this one. Having raw mints.
We're, like, there trying to have a nice dinner and she's eating and I'm, like, gagging.
Going, yeah.
yeah, it's great, babe.
So when's Raw? When's the next round?
The competition, not the mate.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Yeah. 21st of March.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend eating raw mints before you've got to go perform.
No,
yeah.
I've taken 2 days off. Sick. I'm hoping to stay in the city and chill the fuck out. And then, so I've got to practice my wokest shit for Raw. And then 4 days later, I'm gigging with Butterfield.
Yes.
So, like, my open mics are split between woke, raw set, and then, like, how many racist jokes can I slide in here and not forget?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this Neath gig that we're on.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be fucking wild. Like, because it's that area. It's, like, regional New South Wales.
Yeah.
It's Buttsy's fans.
Yeah. So. I'm going to do some market research because I work in Maitland. So I've got heaps of people from, like, Cessnock and that.
Yeah, it's in Cessnock.
So I'm going to get some inside information.
Yeah.
Make the people love me.
Yeah, I'm just going to go out there and do my thing. But I've got a joke about Buttsy's fans, so I can't wait to do that.
Cool.
I'm hoping he gets there on
the
time.
Cyclist.
Yeah, the fuck cyclist bit. So I want to look him in the eyes while I deliver that joke. I'm looking forward to it. We've gone over an hour now. Holy fuck, that flew by. Thanks for coming on.
All good.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us, dude.
Yeah, this is a lot of fun. It was stressful getting it done though. I was like, I must have changed plans with you about a dozen times.
That's all right.
Yeah.
That's not your fault.
No,
that's
no.
That's all of the people that don't want to be on a podcast with me's fault.
It had nothing to do with you.
She wants to say retarded.
Yeah, yeah. Ethan was fucking down in Goulburn because he lives a fucking strange life, that cunt. Just like,
But she moved up here, so why?
Yeah, they split their time between the farms. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a thing. Things
real Leonard and Penny moment.
We don't talk about that show here.
Let's just plug. Any plugs? Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, yeah.
I just bought a Big Bang Theory bag off a Chinese slave labor shop. like 2 days ago. That's how big of a fan I am, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Perfect. Are you doing a spot tonight as well?
No.
No.
Next Friday.
Yeah.
25th. When is No Holds Bar? 4:20. That is the day. That is either Hitler's birthday or the day before, which is pretty cool.
Man, I'm going to Google that real quick because I'll have.
I feel like it's the 21st, but.
Yeah, it is 20th.
20th?
Yeah, he was born on 4:20. Oath. Hitler's birthday. We're going to have to change the post now. It explains his love for drugs. Perfect. If he'd have found weed instead of meth, world would have been way better.
There'd be more Jews. He would have fallen in love with pickles.
Yeah. I suppose we can release it now. 20th of April, we are doing a 4:20 show here at the Showcase. And we're
at Newcastle Comedy Club.
At Newcastle Comedy Club. So it's going to be a Thursday. I'm going to be fucked up. But we're not advertising it as that sort of show. We're going to be careful.
Yeah, it's just psychedelic artwork.
Yeah, exactly. And we're hoping to start a showcase around just basically anything goes. Just a wild fucking show where comedians can do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah.
And it's like...
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. I'll talk to you off air about it because I don't want to. There's a few people in Sydney now and they'll know what I'm talking about. There was a room that was started recently about being a supportive, inclusive environment.
Loose
and
seven.
I was like, yeah, let's fucking start the opposite of that room, eh?
Newcastle's first racist comedy club. Yeah.
We want to hear your opinions. have you got any socials, Maddie?
Hey, Big Uden.
Yep. Instagram?
Yep.
Yep. James?
Try and find me anywhere else,
please. Newcastle Comedy Club.
Yeah.
.com.au and on socials.
Yep.
That's what I'd like to plug.
Yep. Check out Your Joking on Facebook. You can see our highlights here. We'll have no video from this episode, unfortunately, because the Jew man's got all the cameras. And I'm too lazy to set them up, let's be honest. I didn't put that much effort in. It's a miracle I got here. thank you again for coming on, guys.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, good. All right.
We'll catch you next time. Love yous. Bye.
Bye.